Creamers!
Welcome back. It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm here with my co-host, Sammy Daddy.
Episode 6. Return of the Daddy.
We're going to talk the turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
You know, still have lots of sex, but use birth control. There's lots of birth control devices around it. Work.
We're going to answer the questions of just how grand was the slam? Who is AEW's new MVP? What's with Shane McMahon's frequent flyer mileage? And what's our match count for 2024, the year of our Lord? All that on this episode of So you didn't happen to watch that Grand Slam, did you?
I did not. I did watch a recap video.
Oh,
so
nice.
So I at least have some knowledge of what happened.
Hell yeah, man! Hell yeah.
I was not able to. So tell me what I missed.
Well, Bryan Danielson, AEW World Heavyweight Champion.
Yep.
He did in fact come out and wrestle with Nigel McGuinness.
I was worried.
Yeah.
I was worried there for a minute.
We'll worry no more.
Well, I wonder what they would have done had he not been cleared.
I think they would have had to do the honorable thing and just hand the AEW World title to Nigel McGuinness.
It wasn't... The people love him.
Yeah, they did.
The people love Nigel.
Yeah,
it was non-title, right?
It was non-title, yeah.
Okay.
Danielson won.
Which I figured, yeah. Even with it being non-title.
I think the match was good, but yeah. I was hanging out with a drunk person called Brian Bark. maybe we should just edit in that a dog sound. And then we can do one for Charles, too. Like a van. That makes much more
sense.
Like a van. I don't know how you would know it's what kind of vehicle
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
That sounded like a van. But anyways.
I can't do it.
Nigel, I think the match was good from what I hear. I mean, I was kind of distracted by a drunk person called Brian Bark. I don't know.
I've heard very good things. They have their history, so yeah. I think that added to it.
They did some callback spots. Did you ever watch some of the Ring of Honor matches back in the day?
I've seen clips. I can't say I've sat there.
You've probably seen the spot where he takes Nigel.
I know that's like the spot that changed it all.
I would say that, yeah.
They teased it, I heard.
They did.
I think both of them, I can tell. I don't really know Nigel, his in-ring work, I should say. But the little bit I know of it and his commentary, I'm sure he has the same appreciation that I've seen that Daniel Bryan has.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryanson, sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
That they're going to do those callbacks.
Yeah.
I'd like to see what somebody that's never seen them wrestle things. Because I feel like the few opinions I read or saw were of people that either watched the history, went back and watched their previous matches.
Yeah, because AEW put... The entire every
they
one
put
of their matches
out, right?
On YouTube in one video, yeah,
for free,
yeah.
Wow,
yeah, they really wanted to hype up this match quickly. I guess I think they should have done it on a pay per view because
yeah, why not?
It would have I don't know commercial breaks and like picture in picture kind of take away from it.
As much as when they first came around, they're like, all right, hey, you're not going to miss any action, picture in picture. And I was like, oh, that's cool, that's
agreed.
Different,
yeah.
Like, now I'm like, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Usually I'll watch it not live. Even if I watch it Wednesday night,
yeah.
I'll start it at 8:30. Or even for Monday Night Raw or SmackDown. I'll try to start at 8:30, 9 o'clock, maybe later, depending on what's going on. And I fast forward the picture in picture.
I would do it, too, if I had the option to.
Yeah.
I feel like...
watching live.
The only way they could make me not have the urge to skip it, even though I can't,
right.
would be if they had a match where someone actually won during picture in picture. Because then I'd be like, well, shit, could happen.
I'm sure you were out by then, but WWE had a time when they would push their app. They had their own specific just WWE. I'm sure they still do. But they had their own app, WWE app, and they would do... I think when there wasn't wrestling, they would do like promos with different guys or whatever, but they'd say specifically during commercials.
I was still watching it.
So you were watching
it? Yeah, I actually remember that.
So then it would be like, hey, if you want to watch this match while the commercials are on, go to the app. And they did, I can't remember who it was. Oh, I wish I remembered. But somebody, I want to say Goldust was involved, but I don't know. but they had somebody win during a commercial break on the app.
Interesting.
I'm like, all right, yeah. I get, like, seems like a stupid move,
yeah.
But they know their numbers.
Right,
of
and I get the idea of, like, yeah. being like, well, shit, I've got to get that app because, like, I don't want to miss the finish of a match.
I this.
Right.
This but I just don't everybody see remembers. AEW or WWE doing it no. in a picture-in-picture.
I don't think the picture-in-picture is necessary anymore.
The only one that was kind of close was, I want to say it was Collision. Julia Hart and Hikaru Shida.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that one by chance?
No.
I usually don't watch Collision, but I just happened to put this one on. And right, they did like some sort of spot on the outside. I think Julia Hart was jumping on the Shida. Julia Hart was on the apron going down, and she landed weird on her leg or arm or something. Whatever she's injured with now.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, I'm sorry. Not Julia Hart. Sky Blue.
Oh, Sky Blue. Okay.
I'm back.
Did you say the Shida?
Hikaru Shida.
Okay. This time the second time you said it, it sounded like you called her the Shida.
Maybe.
I just that's found that interesting.
Holy Shida. I love that still.
Yeah, that's great. And then Shida's great.
But so she got hurt, and I think that was the spot that was going to take him in the commercial. So in the picture-in-picture, if they had one, was awkward.
Yeah.
And then when they came back...
I think I actually did remember hearing about
this. So then it was weird because then I think they might have been attending the Sky Blue still. And then they made Shida come back out to stand on the top of the ramp with the referee so he could say, like, here's your winner.
Oh, okay.
The Shida.
The Shida did. Wow, good job, the Shida.
But so that's the closest thing, but that doesn't really... Somebody had to get hurt for that to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. Yeah, not Julia Hart, but it was Sky Blue.
We forgive you.
Wasn't she... She was buddies.
Yeah.
She was almost House of Black.
Yeah.
House of Blue.
She was House of Black adjacent.
House of Black
that's
and Blue.
That's perfect. House of Black and Blue. No, yeah, she had like a friendship with Julia
she
Hart.
She started dressing like Scooby-Doo. That's how you know Sky Blue needs a little guidance from... Malachi Black, because they're like, hey, we need you to be spooky.
Yeah.
We need you to start being evil. And she's like, I know what I'll do. I'll be the mystery machine.
Yeah. But just, I guess, in a way, I get it, but...
It's spooky, but, yeah. The mystery machine would come in to figure out, like, hey, when the light... Hey, it's just somebody flipping the light switch when those guys come out. Like, they would exactly. be the ones figuring it out.
Right, and she'd be like, hey, when the mystery machine arrives, it's there to make things not spooky anymore.
Right.
Which is
or
not...
like they come out with masks.
It's yeah.
Like, oh, let's see who's under that mask. Right. Oh, Malachi.
Oh.
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you. Sky Blue
and
Pharaoh.
Yeah.
That's only dog in wrestling.
But the dog came out? Oh, what about CM Punk's dog Larry?
Hmm. Julia Hart. More like Julia Fart.
Tell me about it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that match was I think good. And then the Young Bucks versus Will Ospreay and
My buddy Kyle Fletcher. I heard he really showed up.
Yeah.
I want to watch it specifically because of what I said. Was it last week or a couple weeks ago? Where I just was like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
All I heard was he did awesome.
He did.
And I want to watch it. I want to be a fan.
There was a really cool spot where, man, how did that even happen?
He's dating Sky Blue, I believe.
Is he? That's cool. Oh.
I thought so.
You made it up.
Yeah, but why would I pick him out of everybody?
I don't know. I know he's definitely dating another wrestler.
I thought it was Sky Blue because they'll post stuff.
Okay. I mean, he's definitely dating a wrestler. I know that.
Well, good for him. Good for her. Hope they're happy.
Yeah.
She's hurt. He's doing flips. But I heard he did really well.
No, yeah. I mean, it was a good match. It was good. You should check it out.
Well, I know I've seen enough Ospreay and the Bucks to know what I'm getting into, and I mean that in a positive way.
Of course. Yeah.
Well, like I said, I'm just new to him.
Yeah, but me too.
So I believe Don Callis tried to get in his head at the end. Is that what happened?
So... Brian Barks' cable kept messing up.
What cables do you have? Call him out.
You know, I don't know.
No, don't call him out.
I want to say AT&T, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I think he's got the AT&T U-verse.
Interesting.
But I can't remember exactly.
But it was going out?
It kept going out, and then it went out, and then the match was over. And the commentators were talking about how Don Callis got involved, but I actually don't really exactly know.
So what I heard was he brought a screwdriver down.
As he does.
Yeah, that's his thing. And he said, use it.
To Ospreay or to Kyle Fletcher?
To Fletcher.
Okay.
And Ospreay said, don't do it, bruv.
Oh, that's how he talks.
Yeah, my Callis was not good, but my Ospreay was on. Mm. And I think he, you know, went back and forth, hesitated, did not use the screwdriver. But the back and forth was enough of a distraction for the Bucks to capitalize. And I guess that... I think they took out Ospreay, and then it seemed like Fletcher still might do something, and then they took him out and won.
Okay.
Which I imagined was going to be the outcome.
Yeah.
because
there's no way that the Bucks are going to lose.
I just don't see them losing yet.
Yeah, to a not real tag team, where one of the guys is actually a part of a tag team.
And they won a gauntlet?
Yeah.
To get there.
Yeah, well, Ospreay's undefeated in the gauntlet. I feel like that's more impressive if they didn't do three in a few months.
Well, and if it was like a real gauntlet, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, they do their own gauntlet, we've talked about
sure.
it. And I do,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
I'm more into it than I was, but it's like...
Right, I get what you're saying. It's not like they beat 10 teams in a row. They only beat one team with other teams hanging around.
But which I get it. It's still...
Yeah. I guess I don't really know what else they'd call it.
I appreciate the concept.
I guess they could call it a casino battle royale if they didn't already call a different match that.
The casino gauntlet is what it is. So we can call it casino cash out.
That could work.
Casino...
Oh, speaking of cash out, after the Danielson match, mm-hmm. Christian Cage came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he had, like, the thing, and he pulled it out, and he was about mm-hmm. to sign the contract. But
what?
Then another Brit, Kip Sabian.
Britt Baker?
No, the other kind. Came out, and he grabbed the pen, and then he ran off, and then
So what's going on with that? He's, like, following him around?
Yeah,
he's
I don't
like
know.
A stalker?
Yeah, I don't know. Christian Cage has just been mean to him, and then he was like, I don't know. I don't really exactly know.
Well, I saw it like he was cutting a... Was that last week? He was like cutting a promo with the parodarchy, and then they... Because they all copy him.
Oh, okay. Okay. I mean, I like it. I was confused at first, but now that I understand I love it.
Yeah, that son of a bitch.
And then he came over there, and he was like...
He said, stop following us around. He goes, I just like what you do, mate.
And he was like, I don't care if your dad's dead.
Yeah, I felt like that one was a little forced. If I can be honest.
Yeah, right. I mean, his dad is dead. It's kind of crazy that there's always orphans in AW.
Yeah, it's weird.
It should be called AOW.
All orphan.
Yeah. But no, I mean...
Shane McMahon is all orphan.
That would be great.
That'd be crazy.
I think we would all be cool with it if his parents
not
died.
A big fan of Linda?
Not really. No. I mean, apparently not the people of Connecticut during election season.
Did she lose again?
I think she lost twice, right?
I don't remember.
There is a women's match.
I know that Mariah May.
She won.
Mariah May won. Willow.
Willow Nightingale came out.
Not interfered. She came out after it, I think.
And she was
the
like
next challenger?
Trying to save her. Well, I guess. I mean.
Oh, Mariah May was going to beat up the challenger.
You know Prince Nana?
Yeah. Very familiar.
He came out and he was like.
Because he swerved.
He was like, yo, Swerve will be back. And. I've got this coffee, and I'd love it if you took a sip, which I think, actually, we probably should.
Of what?
Of we should
Prince Nana's
for
coffee?
Room for cream. Yeah, we should get some of this Prince Nana coffee.
It's real?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's on Shop AEW.
Everything is.
We should.
Did
I mean,
they ever do the...
It's kind of odd if the show that's called Room for Cream doesn't have a podcast episode where we talk about the coffee.
Did they do the MJF flag on Shop AEW?
I don't know.
Because if they didn't, I'm shocked.
Yeah, they really should have. I think people would have bought it. But
Prince Nana Coffee, what's it called?
I think it's called Prince Nana Coffee, legitimately.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Let's look it up.
Yeah, how much? How much for a...
A bag.
For an eighth. I don't know how you buy coffee. I don't know how to buy coffee. I've never bought coffee.
Well, what do you know how to buy that made you call it that?
You
ounces.
Get a bag of beans.
Uh-huh.
Let me get a bag of the good beans.
Yeah, give me a quarter, you said.
You got the...
I like a dime bag
you got
of
that
coffee,
good,
please.
You got that good Colombian?
You got the Colombian Bam Bam?
You got that Colombian Nana?
What the fuck? Pro wrestling tees.
So, he's got coffee.
Why do I have the LinkedIn?
My wife...
Is a coffee drinker.
Brittany.
Yeah.
Is not only beautiful...
Well, now people know about Brittany Daddy.
But she loves... Well, that's okay.
Friend of the show?
Coffee.
Friend of the show, Brittany?
I would hope so. And I bought her Danhausen's coffee.
Nice.
And RJ City's coffee.
I didn't realize they all had coffee. But shit, we got to try them all, man.
I don't know who else has coffee. I'm trying to divert because I don't like coffee.
Well, you can't say that on the show.
Shit. Edit that part out.
Yeah. Otherwise, people are going, why'd you bring this bozo on here, This show is a safe...
I'm here for the cream.
Safe place. Oh, yeah, that's right.
My cup has...
I forgot you do drink cream.
My cup is just cream.
We won't take it out, then. Oh, you can get an autographed Prince Nana micro brawler.
Okay.
For $65.
Really? Good for him.
They don't have a... Oh, no, you can... that's weird. You can't just buy the coffee.
Is there any other wrestlers that have coffee on that? I wish I knew the website.
If you want the Prince Nana coffee...
Rootless?
You have to buy a bundle of the coffee, mm-hmm. a mug, and a shirt. And
the autographed microballer?
No, that has nothing to do with
it. Oh.
That. And there's only seven left. I don't want to spend $50.
Coffee, what is it? Coffee, mug, shirt, hat?
No, just coffee, mug, and shirt. So here's the...
And pants?
I mean, here, look at it.
Let me describe it to you, creamers.
Yeah, describe
it. Did they show it on TV?
He had a bag of it in his hand.
So it's the same logo on all three. Mm-hmm. It's a white mug with a black handle.
Yeah.
I don't know what color that shirt is.
I would call it like a cream.
Yep, me too. And then the bag is fresh roasted coffee. Prince Nana Coffee with the same logo on all three. What is the logo? I don't really get it. Is it him dancing?
No, it's Ted Danson.
That's a strange choice for the Prince Nana Coffee.
Yeah, I don't think Ted Danson's in on it.
Interesting. $50, only seven left.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this, it's probably too late.
And seven times 50 is 8,000, which is crazy.
So I wonder how much did, it doesn't tell you how many there were to begin with?
No.
So it's 50 for all of that, but 65 if you want a...
I've got to be honest with you.
Not a micro brawler autographed version.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, the... actually, it doesn't say that the color is cream. What do you think it says that the color is?
I have no idea.
Sand.
Really?
Yeah. Anyways.
It's a sand-colored t-shirt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So each... Prince Nana Coffee Bundle comes mm-hmm. with a Prince Nana Coffee t-shirt in your size, which is cool, because I always like to wear shirts that are in my size.
I would suck if you just give you a random size. So how do they know they only have seven left?
Yeah, really. I guess that's a good question. Other than the shirt, I guess they could...
Maybe they only have seven coffees left.
How many sand shirts do they have? What else are they going to use it for? Anyway, whatever. You get an 11-ounce Prince Nana Coffee mug, a 12-ounce package of Prince Nana Italian Rose.
Wait, what is a cup? What is the mug? How big?
It's 11 ounces. Now, I know what you're thinking, but the mug isn't for storing the coffee grounds, and you don't use
how much,
all the coffee grounds to make
12
one coffee.
Ounces?
Yes. 12 ounces of coffee.
So it's one cup of coffee.
No.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Well,
if I do the math,
you're mistaken.
11-ounce cup.
Because you don't use all the grounds to make one cup of
how
coffee.
Much is the, how many grounds? 12 ounces?
Yes.
Yeah, so, so I get a cup and an ounce.
That's not how it works. You're not just drinking up the. You're not just drinking the straight grounds.
Do they? Well, yeah, but it's still.
You don't,
so it gets more weight.
You probably do like two scoops.
You're getting eight. You're getting 12 ounces of beans. How many ounces of coffee does that become?
I don't know.
It can't become.
It
more.
It depends on how much you put in.
It can't become more.
It doesn't.
How do you make more matter? Prince Nana figured out
the water. Code? The water goes in if you use a drip coffee machine. The water will go into the reservoir where the water comes from.
Espresso martini.
It goes in there, and mm-hmm. then it soaks into the beans, and then the water comes out of the bottom through a filter so that you don't get the beans in
coffee
the coffee.
Coffee filter.
Yes. And then, but you don't have to use the entire package. That would be...
If you want a cup, you do.
Being a coffee fan would be incredible, or being a drinker of coffee would be incredibly expensive.
It is.
To buy coffee all that time like
unless
that.
You drink that crap from the corner
well,
store.
Let's be very local and say from Giant Eagle.
Yeah. Don't get that stuff.
Don't get Giant Eagle brand. That's from
no,
Cleveland.
No, you want to go to the coffee place.
Hell yeah, man. Tell them. Preach.
What's the name of it?
There's lots of coffee places.
Rising Star, Lakewood. Check them out.
Okay, or you know, it's another good one over there in Lakewood.
What's that? Another good one?
Coffee, or it's a ground, what is it called?
Ground Zero.
I don't think it's called Ground Zero.
Should be.
Common Grounds.
What is that? That's a coffee place?
Yeah, it's open 24 hours a day.
You want coffee?
They have funny names for their coffees.
At any time you go there.
Like Pissy Englishman and shit
really?
Like that. Yeah.
I thought that was a bar. Or is it like a coffee shop?
It's a coffee shop.
Like you can go hang out.
Yeah.
24/7.
People hang out there, yeah.
24/7. Go write your, you know that manuscript you've been putting off?
Yeah.
Head up to Common Grounds. Get some Pissy Englishman.
Yeah.
And a table. Scooch in. Headphones on. Head down. Tits out. Watch for the shoe.
You yeah. Hell yeah, man. You know that manifesto that you were writing before
no,
you...
No,
before you
no, no. Manuscript.
Okay. But yeah, no, I'm not going to buy this because that's expensive and and I don't even know if the I don't really like. I don't want to buy coffee grounds. I'd rather just buy them as whole beans and then grind them myself.
You just buy the coffee wet.
You bet. No, but I like the coffee to come in bean form.
And what is this? This is grounds?
Yes. Okay. And it's just more fresh. There's a bolder taste.
With the beans.
Yeah. With the coffee beans, which, yeah.
You remember beans from Even Stevens?
You bet I do.
Yeah, me too.
He's dead.
No, he's not.
Yeah, huh?
Beans.
He was killed.
I don't think so.
He was.
By what?
By his neighbor.
No man can kill beans.
His neighbor killed him in a car accident.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, huh?
I don't believe any of this.
Look it up.
What's his name? Beef. Sherwin Williams?
You know that's not true.
Is that his legal name?
No, his legal name is not Sherwin Williams. What's Beans? Name?
Even Stevens. Stephen Anthony Lawrence. He's not dead. He's 34. He's 5'1".
Oh, I was thinking of someone else.
That's probably why you thought he was dead then, because you're thinking of somebody that died.
Yeah, that's right.
Bernard.
Not someone who isn't dead. You know who's kind of dead, though?
He's still active as an actor.
Shia LaBeouf.
I wouldn't know from it.
I was a huge Shia LaBeouf
fan. Shia LaBeouf was cool.
I love him.
Even Stevens, Transformers.
As a kid, when he was on Even Stevens, I was like, this is my guy.
He was so funny.
I dressed like him.
He was so funny and quirky.
He was. He liked Saturday Night Live, and he wanted to be a comedian one day.
Now look at him.
He's a bum.
Now they're all laughing.
He's a goddamn bum.
You think so?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, remember when he said the N-word at the police station? He called the cop an N-word?
Did he?
Yeah.
Shia LaBeouf.
He got arrested.
Transformers fame.
Yeah.
Sam Witwicky.
Yeah, Sam Witwicky. He went to the jail. He was arrested. And he said he called the cop the N-word. Yeah.
I did not know that about him.
Now do you take...
Holes? Stanley yeah. Yelnats?
Back to wrestling.
All right.
Prince Anna comes out. He's talking about his
minutes ahead.
He's talking about his coffee.
Yeah, so he just came out to shill some coffee.
And then MVP came out.
Swerve's fine.
And he like ballin'.
Yeah, Swerve's fine.
He said, "Whose house?
Buy my coffee."
And then the people of New York says,
"Porter House."
Yeah,
because he was Montel Vontavious Porter.
Oh wow, that's a really good one.
Thanks.
And then MVP came out, and he was like, "Yo, no, I don't like that stuff you're saying."
I hate coffee.
Yeah, he said, he said you don't really care about helping Swerve win matches. Mm-hmm. You just want to sell your coffee and whatever else. And then Nana, I don't think Nana said anything. I think he just got mad.
He was in shock, probably.
It was very interesting. And then he said, and you know what he said,
Nana?
MVP.
MVP said. Didn't he say he wanted to talk to Swerve?
He said, "I'd like to talk."
And it can't.
And then he handed him a business card.
And he said, "It can't hurt to talk about business."
Kind of. He didn't say the hurt part, but yeah.
He just said business.
He said, it wouldn't hurt to talk about syndicate. And then he handed him a business
card. Let's talk about syndication.
He handed him a card. Yeah. And now AEW will be on FS1, syndication.
Hey, well, good job, guys.
But yeah, so then that was interesting.
I'm not. I could rattle off a couple.
MVP matches?
No. I always liked MVP.
Yeah.
He had that cool tunnel. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
WWE on SmackDown?
Yeah.
That was always cool. I liked the song. I liked the weird, Power Ranger jumpsuit.
Yeah.
He had that really good feud with
Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy for the US United
title.
States. Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he had that. I never disliked him. When he made that return at the Royal Rumble, I figured it'd be a one-off thing. Yeah. He made me, I don't want to say Omos was my favorite wrestler.
Mm-hmm. But that would be very odd.
Him with Omos, mm-hmm. At least was something.
Yeah.
And then the Hurt Business stuff was great. I don't think there was really anybody that didn't like. They might have not liked decisions or booking or whatever, but nobody didn't like the Hurt Business.
Right. No, yeah, I don't know. It's interesting to see because also, we know that CM Punk. We know that MVP.
Who's that? Oh.
And Chris Jericho got into a. I think two fist fights, allegedly.
Over what?
I think politics.
Oh, I believe.
I believe MVP that. Was like, Jericho.
Shut your mouth.
Well, did you hear that Jericho, I think Jericho hit MVP and then he kind of started running away. I might be wrong about that, but I remember this part specifically. He got into an elevator to avoid MVP mm-hmm. and MVP was like, come on. And he was, and as the elevator was closing,
Jericho. I'd like to think MVP ran down the stairs really, really fast and then just stood there waiting for him.
Yeah. Well, right before the elevator closed, Jericho said, "I don't fight jobbers."
Oh, that was mean.
I know. And now they're both in the same company. And that's probably why we finally got a week without Jericho this week. Because he was not on the show last night. It was great.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm...
Or maybe they're makeup because who knows?
I don't know.
It was all right.
But I, there's no, there's, I can rattle off a couple throughout the history of me watching wrestling or whatever. Of like, this will never happen. This guy will never go there. That guy will never go here, whatever. But I'm still surprised. I didn't think MVP would go there or he would go there so soon.
Yeah. No, I know, I know. Well, I mean, do you think that Bob Lash will come?
My answer now is just always going to be yes.
Do you remember?
At first, no.
Do you remember a time where Bobby Lashley, I don't think
he mattered.
Well, he would do this thing
with his butt.
Yeah.
I was going to bring that up. I loved it.
I loved it too. I thought it was hilarious.
And he would just show his glutes, and it was with Leo Rush.
Okay, okay. Because I was like,
and he's there, and
I was telling Brian Bark about it yesterday, and I couldn't find it.
He would stand on the stage,
mm-hmm.
and I want to say there was like a little podium, and he would like flex, and he'd be like, "Look at his biceps."
Yeah.
Look at those shoulders. And then he'd be like, turn, show him, Bobby. And Bobby would run around or turn around and bend over and just slap his own ass a couple times.
It was hilarious.
On both, he'd be like, look at that gluteus maximus. That's the most maximus gluteus I've ever seen.
I don't remember like Leo Rush was involved in this. So maybe if I type, because I went on YouTube and I typed in Bobby Lashley butt.
Because Leo Rush would walk him to the ring and he would go, Lashley. And he would just chant his name. Because we have... me and my beautiful wife, Brittany, have mm-hmm. Some cats, and one of them's named Winry.
Right on.
And I would chant Winry the same way that he would chant Lashley. That's how I remember
it. I like it. Well, I can't find the video now, but I want Brian Bark to see it because he doesn't know about it. But
oh, it was fun.
I went on YouTube and I typed in Bobby Lashley butt, okay?
And
there was a YouTube short.
Oh.
And then it was like the thumbnail of it was mm-hmm. just a picture of Bobby Lashley's butt.
Like bent over?
No, just standing there. And then it said, and then I clicked into it, and then it doesn't change. It's just that image the entire time. And then the words, congrats, Bob Lash, come onto the screen.
Well, in all fairness, you looked up Bobby Lashley's butt, so.
Yeah, I didn't look up his butt. I couldn't.
It depends on the video.
No, I mean, I didn't look up his butt.
Oh, I know. I'm saying it depends on the video.
Okay, in my mind, it's IRL. I'm looking. He's spreading open, full Desert Eagle style, and I.
Desert Eagle.
Yeah.
He shoots you with his butt.
Yeah. And then I take a peek. I take a little peek.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah, but I don't know. It'd be cool if Bob Lash came. I think he should change his name to Bob Lash.
I wonder what it'll be.
Did you ever notice that he has the same initials as Brock Lesnar?
Yeah. No. What was the question? Did I ever notice it? No. I called you out last time because you gave me bad information.
Okay. Thank you.
And then you
thank
gave
you.
Me right. And,
thank
then,
you.
And the first thing I thought of was, hey, I pointed out you were wrong. Let me point out that I'm wrong.
Okay.
And I believe Hook fought a man
called Roderick Strong.
Roderick Strong and his goon squad. For the FTW belt.
That's right.
Dispatched of him.
That's true.
And then walked over to Papa Taz and gave... did he say anything? Did he just give him the belt?
So Shivani was just doing an interview with him and he said, like, I don't know what he even asked him, like, what's next for you or whatever. Yeah. And he said that, you know, like, basically all things come to an end and he's
going
to... Retiring the FTW championship and he gave
belt.
It back to Daddy.
That's cool.
And Taz cried.
Nuh-uh.
Because he's... I love Taz, okay?
Yeah.
But I think you were even saying that he's kind of a mark for himself.
Yeah.
I mean,
if I was Taz, I would be too, though. So I don't want to admit
it's
not
fair.
Like a
no,
negative
me too,
thing.
Me too.
But
yeah. I just kind of found it a little funny that he was like so emotional about this moment that nobody in the world gives a shit about.
I guess because it's maybe because it's his kid.
And it's I know it's his kid and it's his belt. I get it, Taz. If you're listening, you know I love you. And I always spell your name with one Z. You don't have to worry about that.
I write it in orange. I have a special orange marker
cool,
I only use for.
For Taz.
Writing Taz's name.
Hell yeah, man. Taz.
Is that what we do with that?
From now on, we should.
I always like the Tasmanian Devil.
That's not really related to this at all, but
yeah, they call him Taz. That's why he had the two twosies.
Oh.
I hate the Tasmanian Devil, then Taz.
Yeah, we both do.
That was, I liked them.
I hated him. I've always hated Tasmanian Devil.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, this stupid.
I like them.
Well, also, wasn't Taz the Tasmaniac or something like that at first?
He was the Tasmaniac, I believe.
Yeah. Which was pretty lame.
It's a funny outfit.
It
especially
is.
Especially, like, knowing Taz
right.
now.
That, yeah,
like,
that's fair.
Like, he's got hair.
It's kind of like when you see Raven as Johnny Flamingo, and you're like, that's fucking Raven? The fucking grunge Flamingo? Guy? Yeah.
Is it Johnny Flamingo?
Isn't it?
I thought it was like Polo.
Oh, you're right, dude.
Who the fuck is Johnny Flamingo?
There's got to be a guy called Johnny Flamingo. Turns out it's some...
Look up Johnny Flamingo, because now I'm wondering.
If it's a gay porn star, I'm going to be really embarrassed. No, I won't.
But, yeah, Raven like that, because I think I've brought this up before, but we were like, I know my dad, me.
It says Johnny Flamingo is Raven.
Oh, I thought it was Johnny Polo.
It was definitely Johnny Polo.
Maybe hit both.
Johnny Polo, Johnny Flamingo. Yeah, or Scotty Flamingo.
Okay. Isn't his name Scott?
It is Scott Levy.
Levy?
Yeah. When the Levy breaks, that should have been a theme song. But it wasn't.
We always really... I was big with him and... I didn't know the ECW stuff until later, but me, my dad, my brother always liked them in WCW.
Yeah.
So I was always a fan after I saw him there. I don't know why he was so cool.
Wasn't there like, isn't he on the cover of like...
He's on WCW, NWO, Revenge.
And what was the reason for that?
I think, I don't know, but I think because the way it's split up when you go to pick characters, it's like WCW. So it's... Goldberg, Sting, whatever. And then you flip over to the next page and it's NWO. So then it's Hogan and...
Nash.
No.
Oh, Scott
then
Steiner.
You go to the next page and it's Wolfpack. Okay. So then it's like Nash, Conan, Luger.
Right on.
Then you go to the next page and it's the Horsemen. Then you go to the next page and it's Raven's Flock.
Okay. Oh, Raven's Flock.
So I think, because it's Goldberg, Nash, Hogan, and Raven, I believe.
That it's because of that.
That's what I always thought as like a kid.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I still have it.
Because I think on his podcast or something like that, he was saying it's because somebody like that worked for THQ or whatever.
Just liked them?
Yeah, and put them on there. Was it even THQ yet?
I want to say, but I can't remember. It might have been Ukes.
Who knows? But
I can picture like their intro videos. Yeah. I want to say Ukes. It would have been Ukes, I think. But I can picture the intro videos, but I don't remember which one's which.
Right on, man. Right on.
But yeah, that was always cool. And I liked Raven's Flock. I thought they were cool. Sick Boy. I didn't know, like, that's like a heroin thing.
Oh, really?
That was Billy Kidman's shtick.
He was a heroin?
Because he was like, I think it makes you itch. And he was always, like, scratching.
Oh. Well, I don't know if Eminem...
Wasn't that his name? Was he Sick Boy?
Oh, let's look it up. Because I don't know. I wasn't
and there was
watching.
Riggs. Loki.
We know there wasn't Johnny Flamingo.
No, he was definitely far from Johnny Flamingo. Who the hell was in Raven's Flock?
Well, when was he Scotty Flamingo then? In WCW? Before, like, at some other point?
Maybe before the Johnny Polo thing?
Scotty Flamingo.
I don't remember the name.
I gotta see this as like...
But Raven
dude,
was always
how,
cool.
Do you know how old... Yeah, it was WCW.
Raven?
Yeah, dude. Whoa, look
he's 57. That's weird.
Yeah, it's very weird.
It looks like Raven.
He's 60, by the way. You're really close.
Is he 60?
Yeah. That's really wild, isn't it?
He's been everywhere, too. He did ECW, WWF, WCW, TNA.
Wait, what the fuck?
I don't know. You tell me.
His wife's name is Selena Kyle.
Yeah? Is that a real name, though?
That's why I was like, wait,
because his name's Raven.
That's very fair.
Who else was in the flock? There was like five or six dudes. I thought it was Loki. Is it Loki? Sick Boy. Riggs.
WCW
Peppermint
Raven
Peppermint Patty
Raven's Flock. Let's see who we got. Raven's
Craig Thug number 2.
It says Raven, Stevie Richards, Hammer, Horace, Canyon, Kidman. It just says Kidman. Lodi or Lodi, what is it?
Lodi. I kept saying Loki. Lodi.
Reese.
Yeah,
Riggs,
Reese.
Saturn and Sick Boy.
Oh, so there was Sick Boy. Who was Sick Boy?
Sick Boy is a guy called Robert Scott Vick.
I have to go watch Raven's Flock stuff again.
I'm going to type in WCW.
Who else did you
Sick
say?
Boy.
Saturn. I remember that's when I started liking... Because I think Saturn split from them and feuded with them. Yeah, Raven's Flock was cool.
Hmm. This guy's a character that he's addicted to heroin?
Yeah, Sick Boy. I thought it was Kidman.
What an odd character, man.
Was it not Kidman?
No, he's some other guy. He's got a ponytail. Maybe.
Well, then Kidman was addicted to.
Oh, because Sick Boy, heroin. I could see he's got like his heroin.
But I thought because Kidman would always be like, I'm gonna scratch myself. But then he would still do a sweet fucking shooting star press.
I don't know, man. But yeah, so Raven, why are we talking about this?
Seattle.
Oh, right.
Taz.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Why did we talk about Raven? What about me?
We were talking about Tasmaniac and how seeing him in that character.
Oh, and then you brought up, yeah.
Yeah, and I brought up Scotty Flamingo, but I called him Johnny Flamingo because I mixed up Johnny Flamingo.
Yeah, but you weren't totally wrong.
Yeah, whatever.
Taz is cool. Raven's cool.
Yeah.
All those old ECW guys always, like...
You know who I don't really like, though?
You're going to... From ECW?
Yeah.
Tommy Dreamer.
Well, I guess.
I'm not agreeing with you.
I don't really like him now, but I used to love him. But no, it's a...
Anyway, so it's not Tommy Dreamer.
It's who I don't like.
They're okay.
I like the other Public Enemy from the hip-hop.
I'd say the hip-hop Public Enemy is better than the wrestling Public Enemy.
Yeah.
I don't know, they were cool to me because they did table stuff back then.
Sure.
And like as a kid, that was sweet. Like so I was excited when they would come out.
Yeah.
See,
I only know them in like when they were already not wrestlers anymore.
Oh.
Like I
watched some of the I'm reading.
They went to WCW though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
They did both.
I just read
the story of, I feel like it was like a match on Heat or something. I don't
against
know.
Against the
APA,
yeah.
And they came up with the finish of going through the table or something, and then right before they went out, they're like, we don't feel like going through the table. And then Farouk said to Bradshaw, we're going to take the table to them.
More on Bradshaw later.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, let's get going then. Come on.
I want to get to this
Bradshaw news.
So the main event of the evening was John Moxley versus Darby Allin, and it was for the number one contendership of the title for Wrestle Dream in Seattle. I guess it's in Washington. I don't know if it's Seattle, but it's in Washington.
Ooh, maybe Raven will be there.
Maybe. Moxley won.
Okay.
And I don't know, it was a really good match.
I'd rather see Moxley than Darby.
Yeah, I mean, I think Darby, I kind of think maybe Moxley, I don't think Moxley's going to win the title for
neither do I. Not
Danielson,
yet.
Not right now, maybe in the future.
No, this is a good...
I do feel like maybe it would be kind of cool if at Revolution, Darby beat Danielson, because then he's involved in two retirements in a row.
Hmm.
One with his tag team partner and
Daniel
one as an
Bryan... Daniel Bryanson. is he retiring, or is
I
he
guess
just,
he's just
like, I'm not going to be a full-time wrestler? That's still what he's saying, even after he loses the belt?
When he loses the belt, he says, when I lose the belt, I'm
not
retiring. Like,
so he's not, but he's not done.
No, I don't
he's
think
full
so.
He's retired from full-time, so they can still get him for this or that.
Yeah, for this or that.
I think that what they should do is, so what's their biggest pay-per-view? Have we
all like, in?
That's their WrestleMania.
Yeah, now they don't even try to say it's anything else.
Okay, we're there.
Yeah.
I think he holds it to All In in Texas.
Yeah. Damn, I forgot about that.
Even more appropriate then. All In Texas, Shawn Michaels retires.
Whoa, his trainer?
And he does the whole thing like he did with Ric Flair.
He says, I'm sorry, I love you.
And he loves, he trained him. He's known him since he was a kid.
That's true. He comes out of retirement.
To fight.
Retire. He's like, I can't stand you wrestling anymore, man.
If I can't wrestle, that's his whole gimmick now. Can't wrestle, nobody can, which is ironic.
Yeah.
Because to get these guys to retire, he has to wrestle them, so he is wrestling.
Okay. Well, maybe he's like, you know what? I care about you because I trained you.
Yeah, you need to stop.
And I want you to stop for Bernie.
Like what he did for Ric Flair, right? Like I feel like when he was cut the promo, he's like, I'm going to put you down like old Yeller. Like,
yeah, I remember that.
You put out of your misery.
Yeah.
So he's going to do, yeah, so he's going to, Shawn Michaels is going to come out of retirement, go to, stop producing and running a NXT just for like 2 months.
Right.
Come to AEW. Shane McMahon's going to facilitate this.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to retire Daniel Bryanson at, All In Texas.
I like that, man. It's about time Shawn Michaels to AEW confirmed.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Speaking of Shane O'Mac.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed that he's been flying around a lot.
I saw a picture. Actually, you sent it to me.
Yeah.
Of it looked to be in an airport with Shane McMahon along with Matthew and Nicholas Jackson.
Thank you for using their God-given names.
You're welcome.
Yes, Shane McMahon apparently, and the caption of the photo was... an interesting flight.
Matthew Jackson posted it.
And he put, an interesting flight. Now, why does Shane McMahon seem to run into AEW personnel in the airport all the time? Why is he flying all the time?
Well, Tony Khan, right? Yeah. And him met at an airport somewhere.
He also met with Sasha, or with Mercedes Moné.
She took the picture, she said.
Yeah.
But that's because...
But that turned out to be false.
Yeah, she's just looking for attention.
It was just some random person that worked at the airport.
Really?
Yeah.
So that was like a not supposed to happen photo?
Yeah, that literally...
I thought it was fake.
Yeah.
I don't know if... I'm going to be honest. I don't know if I'm buying it.
Well, that's the new...
Rumor?
Yeah.
On it?
Well, no, it's not even the rumor. That's what they say. It's the new narrative, I guess.
Who says this?
Yeah. I guess TK.
You can't trust that guy.
No. You can't trust anybody who goes by initials.
Oh.
MJF.
Mm-mm.
RVD. Scumbag.
MVP.
Thank you. I agree with that. Oh, no, and another scumbag goes by initials who I'm going to bring up in a moment.
Oh, there's a lot of teasers.
Why do I think... And they're the same
tease. You would think I would know what was happening on the show, too, and I don't.
So why do I think Shane McMahon is going around all the places?
Well, hold on. I think I know why he was with the Bucks.
Why is that?
I think there was... Do we know what airport they were in?
I don't know.
By chance.
I don't know the name of any airport besides the ones here.
I don't know if he... Cleveland Hopkins Airport. And you know that's the one by us because it's Cleveland.
Mm-hmm, the city that we live in.
Yes. I didn't know if you can, like, how you can tag Instagram posts with your location. I didn't know if that was in there.
Let's check.
Because I didn't look.
Or maybe there's, like, a logo in the background or something. I didn't either. I just looked into those beautiful boys' eyes.
Which boy?
All three of those boys' eyes. They all have two, but you know what I mean. Matt.
You.
Jackson.
So, yeah, I have a conspiracy. Not a conspiracy. I have a theory of where I think where they were. I hope he deleted the post.
There's
just like a window.
Yeah.
I think they're... So what I want you to do is cross-reference... We don't have the technology for this. Cross-reference anywhere that there are sneaker conventions going on right now.
Oh, you think it's... Oh, they do all three sneakers. Of them. That's very good.
All three of them are sneaker heads.
I think.
That's what they call them.
I call them
shoe boys.
Oh, wow. Or shoe nerds.
Yeah. What they are is shoe nerds.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt their weak little feelings, so I call them...
I didn't realize you had interesting socks on. What's up with those
things? They're fake tie-dye.
Oh, okay. Well, they're cool.
I think so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, what I think of why Shane O'Mac is headed... Yeah, you better show the creamers at home.
Can you?
I wish that could be the thumbnail every episode. Feet stuff.
It can be.
Yeah, maybe you should make an Only Wrestlers account.
You gotta fix the camera.
Maybe you should make an Only Wrestlers account.
RVD's new... I'm not a wrestler.
Well, that's okay. You can even be in a band.
I guess. I don't know what that is.
So, I think the reason that Shane McMahon has been traveling on all these different places...
Yeah, I mean, all these people in
the
airports.
In the airport is because he's actually the driver for JBL going to all these wrestling promotions.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
You teased it.
And I feel like...
That's Bradshaw and the JBL tease.
That's right.
Both, or the letter tease, both
yes,
in one.
Exactly. Now, I think JBL is...
Wow.
He has...
Where's he hit? He has hit AAA.
I think JBL has a lot of DUIs, and he's not allowed to drive himself around, so he's having Shane McMahon do it.
Allegedly,
yes. He's allegedly got DUIs.
Yeah, I don't know if he...
Yeah, I don't want to say it.
You can't say he does.
Yeah, legally I can't say that he's got DUIs.
You will think. Put two and two together.
Right, but I mean he does.
Well, so he's been the AAA, but he... TNA.
Yes. Other initials. What's with that?
What's with all the spelling? And
uh-huh.
They don't even spell words. AAA, TNA, MLW.
Yeah.
GCW?
Yeah, that's it I think so far. Well, what?
It's only four?
I think him and Shane...
It feels like a million.
It does, but just because all of them are strange.
Because he showed up and didn't really do anything, right? Like, he helped Dolph Ziggler up.
I think so.
It's not Dolph Ziggler, but...
But people know what you mean.
Talking about Nikki Nemeth.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dolph Ziggler. I don't know what he did in the other ones. I don't remember.
I don't either. I just seen photos.
But I don't care. He looks cool coming in standing
like
that.
I don't even like him very much, but he does look cool.
It's funny, and it just shows you, and this isn't a shot at AEW or anything else, but like how big WWE wrestlers are.
Like size-wise?
It's like height and build. Just because he was like a bigger guy, and I think like when he did the JBL thing, like he was fighting Eddie Guerrero, Rey Mysterio, stuff like that. So you could see it, but then like when you see him with like on like an indie, it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And I don't think that should matter. And like, there's
imagine him next to like Darby or Jungle Boy or something.
They would look like
children.
They would. Yeah.
When I was trying to find a picture or a video of Bobby Lashley's butt a couple minutes ago, I saw the, you know, like a thumbnail of him with Leo Rush, and I was like, yeah. Leo Rush looks like an actual child next to Bobby Lashley.
That's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really anything you could do about it. It's just people are shorter.
No, there's some guys that are taller and some
guys
that are shorter.
All the big guys that are muscular don't want to be wrestlers no more, you know?
I mean, it works. I mean, it, without getting into, like, the psychology, and it's not like I really know it, but, like, it's an easy story to tell. It's a good visual story to tell for, like, somebody that might not watch every week or somebody that just happens to watch, and it's, let's just say it's those guys. Let's just say Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush had a thing going for a long time and they split up and they're going to have a match.
Yeah.
Like, it's a very easy visual to be like, and I guess that'd be a knock some people have, but, like, it's a good David versus Goliath thing.
For sure.
Mysterio's done it for, like, 50 years now.
That's his career.
And it works.
Yeah. And he is really good at it.
And he's still, like...
so spry.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah. Especially because, like, he had a phase where he wasn't in as good a shape.
No, and he's been injured a lot. Like, he's had a lot of different injuries, which is going to happen being a wrestler that long.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just weird to me, like... Rey Mysterio's just as good now as he was. I mean, I guess he does a little bit more tag stuff than before, which is fine.
No, yeah, he's great. He's probably the greatest luchador that's ever lived.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what's going on with JBL and Shane McMahon's frequent flyer mileage. Oh, shit, that's everything. Well, see you, bye. I guess we could say our our match count. Do you know what's kind of crazy this week? No children were being murdered. I think all the kids in the building are dead.
When I was coming down the hallway, I heard kids, and I thought those are the kids that get murdered every week.
I thought you were like, I don't hear them now.
It must have. I got here a little late.
That's right. They're already
so
dead.
So they were dead by the time.
That's all right. Yeah, which is fine.
Allegedly.
Yeah, I don't really care about hearing.
I mean, I was here late. That's a fact. But the other
children,
part,
yeah,
the child part.
So why were you late, anyways? What's all that about? Huh?
Running around, just timing.
Oh, you got to go do this and that.
Huh? I got home, and then I forgot to get ice at the store.
Oh,
so I went, and luckily, my wife was like, "You don't have to." And I'm like, "No, I said I would, so I'll run." So I took me and my daughter to the store.
Man of your word.
I said I'll do it, and then it was just one of those things where, like, there was only like two people in line, but the cashier was doing something else at the gas station.
Oh, okay.
So, and they were like, nobody was doing anything wrong. It was just bad timing on everybody's parts.
Right,
and that took forever. Then it was hard to get out. Then I had to get home. Then it was do this with the kids real quick type of thing.
Sure.
So, just...
because you're alive.
Running around.
Okay. Yeah. So, match counts.
Yeah.
Creamers. Let me tell you this. Okay. I'll talk to the
Are we creamers?
Creamer.
I'm a creamer. I'm a fan. I'm one of our biggest
fans. I think we're probably the two biggest fans of the show.
But I probably shouldn't answer when you're talking to the creamers.
That's okay. You could... I think that, like, you know, you're their vehicle into the show.
Yeah.
So, creamers.
Yeah, Drew.
Actually, I don't even remember what I was going to say now. I have a friend request.
Is that what you're going to say?
Robert Hayes. I don't even know this guy.
Oh, that's P.S.'s brother.
No, I know that guy. Never mind. I saw him at the grocery store the other day. Anyway.
That's what it was?
Fuck. Was it?
Well, creamers.
Creamers. Creamers. Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I do remember now. Hey, creamers.
Yeah, Joe.
If you are able to comment below and guess what my match count is before I say it, we're going to send you $100 in cash.
Yeah. Okay. Why not?
You just have to comment below and then tell us what your address is.
Yeah, comment below with your address.
And then we'll put it in a little envelope. We'll give it a nice little lick and we'll send it off to you, huh? Thank you for those noises.
You're welcome. That's how you
look. All right, that's it. See you later, guys. Now they don't get the $100. Now, my match count, and do you have yours ready?
It's somewhere, but yeah, go ahead. You go first. Okay. Well, because since yours is for the contest, go first.
That's very fair. Mm-hmm. All right, so hopefully by now you've already written it out and you're ready to go. And if you guessed 544 matches in the year 2024, the year of our Lord, you guessed correctly, gang.
Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job.
I like that you just kept saying good job. I feel like it was a nightmare.
I didn't know what to do.
It was very nightmarish to to hold this down and then smile into the camera while you say good job.
I'll tell you what's not a nightmare is if you guessed 545 matches, you were close. But that was what my count was.
Yours is 545?
Yeah.
Did you hear what mine was?
No. The answer.
544 matches.
Is there any comments that say that down there? I don't see any. I don't know. Oh, was that one? Oh, that's a good comment. Thanks. Thanks, Scuba Diver 74. But yeah, 545. What was yours?
Mine was
545.
This is insane.
544? What did you watch?
544, man. What did I watch? I watched the fucking Grand Slam.
That's it?
That's all I watched.
Oh, man, I miss Grand Slam.
Yeah, but you watched probably SmackDown, huh?
So you watched like four matches.
I don't remember how many matches.
Five matches.
Because I just erase what six the number matches was before, and I just, you know what I mean?
And you just add to it.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I, like, whatever the number was, and then, like, if I, like, let's just say, like, I watched one wrestling match,
uh-huh,
like, I would add one to the number.
I really like that strategy. That's actually the same thing I do.
Well, that's why we're so close, probably.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think I watched SmackDown.
That's a bummer for me, because
the second SmackDown ever on USA?
I was thinking because you didn't watch Grand Slam that I might have more than you, but I guess because you watched other wrestling.
I watch where the real wrestlers wrestle. What do they say?
Where the best wrestle?
Is that what AEW says?
Mm-hmm.
I watched where the wrestlers are the best.
Oh, is that what their new thing is?
It should be. I got a culture.
Where the sports entertainers wrestle?
Sports entertain.
Oh, shit. We're the best sports entertain.
Oh, actually, we don't have to get into it. Jey Uso won the IC title from Braun Breaker.
Oh, is that no?
Braun Breaker.
See, that's how you won
the. Did you see that, though?
I didn't see it, but I saw it.
You're aware of it.
Yeah, which I think is pretty cool.
I was surprised. Yeah. I'm very happy for Jey Uso. Good job. Yeah. Yeet.
I did see some blokes on the internet saying that Braun Breaker was being buried.
Can you believe that they buried Braun Breaker?
Yeah. I mean, so young, man. And he's already being buried.
His career's over. I was shocked.
Yeah, that is crazy.
But like I said, I'm very happy for Jey Uso. They pushed that whole singles belt thing for so long, I just assumed.
Yeah.
For a guy named Main Event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should at least.
Just because you're in it, you shouldn't get the nickname.
Yeah, that's fair.
You gotta win some. But yeah, that was wild. And then.
It's pretty cool.
Did you see Scott Steiner's son? The picture going around him. He's a college football player.
Yeah, I did see that.
To hell with football, dummy.
Yeah, what a fucking idiot.
That was from the water boy, but I flipped it.
Yeah, to hell with, because in that he says, hell to hell with
school, dummy.
With water, dummy.
Oh, he said school.
Oh, that's
because he was going to go, I'm going to go to college and make friends. Yeah. And then his dad shows up. It's me, your daddy, Roberto.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We could be like that Tiger Woods and his daddy.
You have a lot of memory of this movie, man. That's pretty
Waterboy?
Cool.
Waterboy?
Yeah.
I had the VHS.
I had it too, but I feel like I mostly watched Billy Madison.
I watched Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore more.
Yeah. I think when I was like much younger, Happy Gilmore I liked better. And then when I was like a little older, I liked Billy Madison the most. Now I hate all the movies.
No.
I hate Adam Sandler.
No.
And I wish he was.
That's wrong.
You know what, though? Have you ever seen...
You don't Punch Drunk Love?
Well, no.
Spanglish?
No. Even that movie where...
Rain Over Me?
Oh, I forgot about that one, but no, I don't like that one either.
Isn't that like a 9/11 movie?
It is a 9/11 movie.
Yeah, that. Remember when they were just making 9/11 movies? Like, they were making movies and then adding 9/11 to it?
Yeah, I know, right?
That was weird.
I'm glad they don't do it with COVID. It would be so goddamn annoying if they were like, this movie,
just wait.
His whole family was killed in COVID.
Well, apparently you haven't watched, because all the stuff about COVID was in the movies that came out before it, because they have to tell us what their plans are.
Damn, dude. They're like evil villains, dude. They always fucking do it right before the finish of the movie.
They have to tell you, like a James Bond bad guy. Well, since you're going to die, guaranteed.
Even though you're right by the door,
the
it's code, not locked.
The code out is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Funny People?
Doesn't he get cancer?
Yeah, that's the only movie.
Seth Rogen?
That's the only movie that I like of Adam Sandler, because he gets cancer.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
I just wish that he dies at the
end. There's
more. Then it would be a happy ending.
Hubie Halloween.
That sounds like
Just Go With It.
It's got to be a great movie.
Jack and Jill.
These are all fine films.
That's my boy.
Yeah. A lot of those movies, too, a lot of people love about them is that they have very strong female leads.
Mr. Deeds. Jack and Jill, he's the female lead.
When he finally has a strong female character, it's him playing.
Billy Madison has a strong female lead.
That's true. That Veronica Vaughn. Just one hot piece of ace.
How do you know?
I don't know, but a friend of mine, him and her, got it on.
Waterboy. Vicky Valancourt.
Yeah, but I don't know if I count that.
She's a strong female lead.
Have you ever seen the sequel?
And Kathy Bates
have
is
you
a
ever
strong,
seen, have you ever
two
seen the
strong
sequel to,
female
have you seen
lead.
This, have you seen the sequel to that film, though?
Waterboy?
Yeah.
What's that called?
American History X.
No.
She turns heel in that one, dude.
Well, then what's the one where she's a witch? The Craft?
She's in The Craft. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, see?
That's the final
installment.
That's
the final of the Waterboy.
Well, that's all the time we've got for this week. Creamers. Well, comment below and share and subscribe. And if you're on Spotify or Apple, or not Apple, what's the other one? iHeart?
Yeah, iHeart. Spotify, you can do 5 stars.
You can?
I mean, do whatever you feel, but
do 5 stars.
What you think.
And comment on it and say that you love us and you wish us the best.
Because we'd do the same for you.
We would. In fact, we will right now. Creamers, we love you.
And we wish you
the best.
Brother, we're gonna talk turkey, dude.